Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. There's been some more riots and such up in Minnesota. I mean, what are the odds that 10 miles from where a Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer killed George Floyd by having his knee on the back of his neck for over 8 minutes, 9 minutes? What are the odds? 10 miles away from that from where that happened. 10 miles away from Minneapolis. There's another police officer who killed another black guy. I feel bad. This 20-year-old black guy, Dante Wright, was killed by what I've seen now on social media by an old white bag police officer, an old white bag, a 26-year-old female veteran. And that's on video. It's all on video. Just like George Floyd is all on video, the Dante Wright killing by a police officer. This one, not a white male, but an old white bag. A 26-year-old veteran. But what Dante Wright also has in common with George Floyd, and again, it's awful, it sucks, but if both of these guys just listened to what the police officer was telling them, We wouldn't be having rioting. We wouldn't be having these situations. And again, it's wrong. And most people believe. When the George Floyd killing happened, and by the way, they're in week number three of the televised trial of the George Floyd trial. I don't need to watch any trial. I watched the video of George Floyd being killed. Most Americans agree it was wrong what the officer, Derek Chauvin, did. It was wrong. It was awful to watch. And I don't need to watch that trial. I think most Americans realize Derek Chauvin, the former Minneapolis, Minnesota police officer, he's got to go to prison for what he did. Most people agree with that. And now here's another one. This time it's a 20-year-old young black guy who was killed by a police officer on a video recording. It's all there for everybody to see. And it stinks. But in this particular case, the old female cop, the 26-year-old veteran, the old bag, as she's being called on Twitter, she obviously, and it's obvious to everyone who watched, She shot him by mistake. And from what she said, what her bosses say, she thought she was tasing him. The old bag grabbed her taser. She thought she was grabbing her taser, but she grabbed her gun by mistake. And it sucks. And we're going to have riots again. Sports games in Minneapolis were canceled last night. There was no baseball game. There was no basketball game. As a matter of fact, the center fielder of the New York Yankees is a black guy named Aaron Hicks. And the New York Yankees were playing against the Toronto Blue Jays in their adopted hometown for the second year. Well, because for the second year, Canada doesn't want Americans coming in there with coronavirus. So the Toronto Blue Jays baseball team, last year they played in Buffalo, the minor league field there. This year they're playing in a minor league stadium in Florida. But the Yankees were playing against Toronto in Florida. And the center fielder of the Yankees, who is black, said, I need a day off. I can't play center field for the New York Yankees because I used to play in Minnesota, and I guess I'm thinking to myself, really? But, I mean, yeah, and it was a mistake by the old bag female cop. That's her new nickname. But again, if Dante Wright, the 20-year-old who was just shot by accident, by mistake, by an old female police officer, an old white female bag, that's what they're calling her. But much like George Floyd, if Dante Wright listened to the police, we wouldn't be having this conversation. He'd be alive. But again, they were arresting him for an outstanding warrant. And they were trying to handcuff him. And he broke away from the police and darted back into his car. Again, he should have been tased. And that's what the old bag, the old white female police officer was trying to do, was trying to tase him. But she grabbed her gun by mistake. She thought she was grabbing her taser. Coleman, is this you saw the same thing?
No, I didn't see it. I've been actively avoiding stuff like this. I've heard about it on the news. I didn't take care to watch the video because, once again, it seems like this more of the same, and I'm over it. I'm over the George Floyd stuff, that stuff. Like, I'm actively trying to avoid it. I'd rather wait for all the trial to go through the due process. I don't want to jump to any conclusions. I don't want to.
What are you over? Cops killing people, or are you over people not listening to cops?
I'm over the whole media focusing on this so much, like in especially in times like these.
There's riots.
I know there is. I
buildings are burning. People are rioting.
I understand that. I'm not in any of the riots.
You don't want to deal with the riots.
I don't want to deal with, like,
you don't
want to
deal with anything.
Right. I don't want to. I'm not taking a blind eye to it, but I don't want to get actively involved in. Was she right? Was she wrong? Is she guilty? I don't want to add flames to the fuel on social media. I just want to avoid it. Let the due process take a course. Let this woman have a day in court. Let the family mourn. I'm quite sure the family right now, like, having all this on media is hurting them. Like, when stuff like this happens, it's high profile. I think we tend to forget that these are human beings involved in this. You know what I'm saying? Like, right now we're saying, like you said, like, social media's calling her old bag, this, that, and other.
Yeah.
She doesn't need to hear that right now. Right now, I'm quite sure if she did make the mistake, like she said right now, imagine how she feels. The family that just lost their son, or, you know, their brother, and imagine how they feel. And I don't want to add to that.
On the video call, when she said, oh, bleep, I shot him.
Right. Okay, so let's say she said that. Like, I'd rather just... I wish stuff like this, like when situations happen like this, the people involved, the woman that accidentally grabbed the taser, and the family, I wish they could mourn and go through all the emotions that they're going through privately without the media just throwing it all in everybody's faces. Now everyone in social media judging her and judging the guy. Oh, he should have did this and he should have did that and she should have did this and she should have did that. Look, in situations like that, you can never tell what's going to happen, and it's unfortunate. I get that, but I don't want to judge her. I don't want to judge the guy that got shot.
But then
I'd rather not just...
It's happening again, just 10 miles away from where it happened the first time, well, the last time, and it sucks, and the cops were wrong, and the cops made... And cops made mistakes. The cops were wrong. These two guys are dead. But it's also safe to say that if both of these guys listened to the police officers and did what the police officer said, they'd both still be alive. Coleman, you could say that.
I mean, we can sit here and talk retrospect. We can look backwards. And hindsight is 20/20. Like in situations like these, it's easy for us. It's like how we call it, the Monday morning quarterback.
Yes.
It's easy for us to say after the fact what should and shouldn't have happened. But during that moment, during that time, we can't say what was going through their heads. We can't say what was going through the guy's head, whether he was afraid or not, what was going to happen, why he didn't comply to the police. It's easy for us to say what they should have done at the time, but we were not there. We don't know what was going on in their heads. We don't know what was going on in their life. We don't know. So, I mean, it's easy for us to say it, but it's every time something like this happens, we automatically jump to, this should have happened, that should have happened, she should have did this, he should have did that, they should have did this, they should have did that, the department should have did this, and
it's safe to say, and every time in my life that I've been stopped by a cop, pulled over by a cop, I've always listened to what the cop said. That's what I was raised. You can't win that argument. You can't win in a verbal discussion with a police officer when the police officer tells you to do something. You can't argue with them. You can't not listen to them. You will always have your day in court later. My father told me when I was a little kid, if you ever have an issue with a cop, just shut up, listen to the cop, do what the cop says, and you'll have your day in court later.
Now, do you think that applies for somebody who had a rougher history with the cops back in the 50s and 60s and 70s, back when your dad was alive? Imagine like if Emmett Till's dad told him that, you think they would have believed him? Like, it's a different experience.
No, you're right.
It's a different experience. So you can say comply.
I'm not black.
You can say, yeah, just comply and listen, but that doesn't necessarily work out for everybody, and history has shown that. So like I said, we can
say. But whether it's George Floyd or Dante Wright, it was all on video.
Mm-hmm.
And it's safe to say if they listened to what the cop was telling them, they'd still be alive.
I'll meet you halfway. I would say it's easy to say that. I won't go with it's safe to say that, because once again, we don't know. We weren't there.
It sucks that they're dead, and now, anyways, what are the odds? 10 miles apart, 10 miles from where George Floyd was killed by a cop, young Dante Wright was just killed by a cop. So, and then people are pissed, and they're rioting, and anyways. We have other things to do on the show this morning. They're making a movie out of Bounty Gate, the Saints situation. And the actor who's been chosen to play Sean Payton has got a lot of people talking. Stay tuned for that. And there's a lot of other things we're going to do this morning on the show. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only, classic rock station and Odyssey station.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans Morning Radio Show. And Coleman, the story we talked about yesterday, and we actually made a we went on our radio station's Facebook Live and made a video on our Facebook page yesterday talking about it. And that story has blown up and gone national. The story about the local woman here in New Orleans who checked her bank account and there was an extra $1.2 million in her bank account. And when she saw that, she bought a house and bought a brand new car. And she wasn't answering her cell phone and she wasn't returning cell phone text messages about that $1.2 million. That story is gone all over the place. Local woman who used to work as a dispatcher for the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office, 33-year-old Kellen Spadoni. She was arrested. And we were talking about it yesterday. It's something people dream about. I mean, imagine going to your going to an ATM, taking out $20 or $40 or $60 or $100, and then you get your receipt from the ATM and you look at it, and there's an extra
$1 million.
There's an extra $1.2 million. So an extra $200,000 on top of that $1 million. Well, 33-year-old former Jefferson Parish Sheriff's
Dispatcher.
Dispatcher. Kellen Spadoni. She was taken into custody last week because she didn't return the money, or she went out and bought a house, a new car, and Charles Schwab, that business, someone who works there made a big mistake. And this woman, she actually had less than $100 in her own bank account. And that suddenly went from a bank account with under $100 in it to a bank account with $1.2 million in it. And that's why she saw that. And she went out and bought a house and bought a brand new car and was buying other things. And then
didn't think twice either.
No, didn't even
try to call the bank to see. Yeah, I got the video up of us talking about it yesterday on Bayou957.com. It's the first thing that pop up. So if you want to get a behind-the-scenes look at what we do in the studio, if you never got a chance to see us actually work and how we do things behind the scenes, the video's up there of us talking about it yesterday. You'd see us pushing buttons and Austin doing his thing.
Well, I wasn't really doing much of a thing. We were just telling you the story about the Jefferson Parish police dispatcher who, I think the only thing she needed to do before she started buying all that stuff, the house, the brand new car, the only thing she needed to do is take off and go to Mexico or go to some other foreign country, maybe a country that doesn't have the greatest relationship with our country, the United States, and maybe she went to a different country, maybe.
But the question is,
wouldn't have gotten arrested.
Since it was accidentally given to her, did she steal it?
Well, that's what you were asking yesterday.
Yeah,
because and I know you're not the only one. There are other people who say, well, what did she do wrong? it was Charles Schwab, that company, that business, who made the mistake. Somebody who works or worked for Charles Schwab mistakenly put $1.2 million of their money into her personal bank account. So all she did was notice that her personal bank account no longer had less than $100 in it. It had $1.2 million in it. And then she saw that and said, wow, I'm going to go spend money that's not mine. And that's what got her in trouble.
Yeah, but see, if somebody...
Some people said she didn't do anything wrong. It was somebody else who did something wrong. So why should she have to pay for that? The problem is, it's still somebody else's $1.2 million, even though it was mistakenly put into Kellen Spadoni's bank account.
I think the only thing she did wrong was not try to confirm that that was her money, or ignore the texts and calls of the bank trying to call her to let her know. I think that's what she did wrong. But as far as her receiving the money and putting it into another account, technically that's not necessarily stealing. If I accidentally cash apped or Venmo'd you $20 and you just happened to see it and you went and spent that $20, then I say, oh no, I made a mistake. Can I get that $20 back? Or did you steal it from me because I gave it to you by accident? Like, that's the whole thing.
Well, she was arrested and booked on three charges. The charges are theft valued over $25,000, bank fraud, and illegal transmission of monetary funds. See that last one there?
Yeah, I think the last one has some legitimacy.
Well, yeah, because as soon as she noticed the $1.2 million in her account, she didn't leave it there. She then transferred that money to another account. So she got that money out of her own account that had less than $100 in it, and she transferred it to another account. She opened up another account or whatever she did, but she moved $1.2 million that wasn't hers. She moved it from her bank account to another account, and then that's when she bought the house and bought the brand new car. She spent around $40,000 on the brand new Hyundai SUV. And that was what I was wondering yesterday. If you were going to spend that money that wasn't yours, if you were going to buy a brand new car, what kind of brand new car would you buy? Now she spent $40,000 on a brand new Hyundai SUV, a quality car. But I'm sure there's other cars that people would go out and spend their money on.
Well, most of our listeners said yesterday that they wouldn't even have kept the money. Yeah. They would have been too afraid. They would have called the bank. They wouldn't have spent the money. Only one or two or three of 15 people said they would actually go to Morocco or something like that with the money. But most of our listeners seem to be honest people.
Well, that story has officially blown up. It's on national news sites. It's at the top of national news sites saying, hey, here's this woman in Jefferson Parish down there outside of New Orleans who got herself arrested because Charles Schwab, by mistake, put $1.2 million in her bank account.
They had to fire somebody for that one. Somebody lost their job over that mistake. Or that Schwab. Schwab & Co.
Yeah, again, the right thing to do would be to return that money to whoever mistakenly put it in your account. In this instance, it's the business, Charles Schwab. And then hope they would give you a reward. You get a few bucks. But now this woman got herself arrested. She got fired. She is no longer a dispatcher with the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Department. Again, something that a lot of people dream about turns into it goes from a dream to a nightmare instantly when you do the wrong thing. But this is what happens when you wake up and you check your bank account that had less than $100 in it, and suddenly that same bank account has $1.2 million in it. even though it's in your bank account, somebody put it there by mistake. You didn't earn that money. And you gotta return it.
Well, a lot of people have been saying 9/10 is possession of the law. Possession is 9/10 of the law. Sorry. I read that back with my dyslexic.
Maybe if you're talking about drugs, illegal drugs that they find, they'll tell you that. But $1.2 million that's in your bank account that had less than $100 in it?
She probably thought her prayers were answered. She probably been praying for a day like this her entire life.
Well, again, she's probably bonded out because her bond was $50,000, and if they haven't recovered their money yet, she's got that on her, no problem. But she was being held over at the over in Gretna at the Jefferson Parish Correctional Facility over there. No. All right. Coming up on the show, there's going to be a movie made about the Saints Bounty Gate situation. That remember that got their coach, Sean Payton, kicked out of the NFL for a year. And he went back and he coached his sons. Well, that's when his son was in sixth grade. And he helped coach that team. That's what the movie's going to be about. A lot of people are talking about the actor who's been picked to play him. And we'll talk about that. I know a lot of people have gained weight during the coronavirus shutdown, but we're going to tell you how a woman lost 118 pounds. She was rocking while she was losing 118 pounds. Stay tuned for those reports and more. We got a lot to do on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. An Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You know, there was a band that had a massive hit album after they put out a couple of albums. They put out a few albums, and they did okay. And then they had a massive hit album. I mean, one of the biggest albums in the world. And then the album after that didn't do as well. Then the album after that didn't do as well. Then the album after that didn't do as well. And then over a decade after they released their game-changing album, when most people who pay attention to this stuff thought they were pretty much finished, they released their second masterpiece. Talking about Green Day, you don't see a lot of bands like that. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. Twisted Sister there. You know, their singer, Dee Snider, who does a radio show every Saturday night here on Bayou 95.7 called House of Hair. I just read something he said that made some news. And I agree with Dee when Dee said the cancel culture that is so prevalent now in the United States, where if people don't like something that they hear, they go for the throat and they want to eliminate the person who said it from society. Dee Snider said the cancel culture is basically censorship. He said the cancel culture is censorship. And I agree with Dee. I remember the days when if you didn't like something someone said, you just, all right, we can agree to disagree. But now that with because of the internet, because of social media, that the cancel culture grew out of that. And Dee's 100% right.
It's further than censorship, it's complete eradication.
And that's completely against the First Amendment of the United States Constitution, the freedom of speech, freedom of expression, and things like that. So I agreed with what Dee Snider had to say. Coleman, do you ever think we'll get to the point where it will be like it used to be, where if people say things that other people disagree with, then we can just agree to disagree and get on with our lives? Or how long do you think this cancel culture, this censorship, will be prevalent?
when major corporations stop bowing down to it. As long as the cancel culture shows that they have power where they can change things, where they can have an influence, where they can persuade businesses to act a certain way, as long as major corporations and major networks and major Hollywood industries, as long as major companies, big money people stop bowing down then. Because as long as cancel culture sees they can manipulate sports franchises, they can manipulate movies and record labels and, you know, and businesses.
And it's all because of social media.
Right.
This did not happen before social media, because social media, now the bosses, the big bosses of the corporations and the companies, they can see it in front of their face. They see how many people have gotten together to tell them that they're wrong. Before the internet, before social media, corporations, big bosses, they never saw it. They never saw it in front of them. They might have heard some things, but they never saw it in front of their faces.
And the best tactic to use is just ignore it when it happens. If the cancel culture comes out after your company or your business, just ignore them for a few weeks and wait for the next outrage, and it'll pass over.
But then they're going to try to cancel your company.
No, that's what I'm saying. Just ignore the cancel culture when they try to cancel your company, and then a few weeks will go by, then there'll be something else that they're outraged about, then they move on to that one, and they'll forget about you. The best way to get over the cancel culture or to beat them is just ignore them. Don't kowtow to their whims, and then when the next outrage happens, they'll leave you alone.
All right, Coleman. So this is a wild story. Somebody just lived their dream. Somebody's dream recently came true. There was a guy who evidently loved the USC Trojans football team so much that he wanted to get closer to them. Much like how LSU has just tons of fans that worship the LSU Tigers. This USC fan, University of Southern California, he loved the Trojans so much, Coleman, that he became a USC Trojan imposter. He actually got himself into their athletic facility. He ate a meal with the team. He sat in the jacuzzi in the hot tub with other players on the team. He got away with this. He actually got onto the field and he was fielding punts. And finally, one of the coaches said, "Who is this guy?" But he lasted a few days on the football field, in the practice facility with all of the rest of the USC Trojan football players.
Only a few days? That's it?
Yeah, he's the USC football player imposter. And that story is incredible. He finally got busted while he was fielding punts during a practice last week. The story is something. He got past security, got into the practice facility. He was able to get his hands on a uniform. He made it onto the practice field, made it into where they eat, made it into the hot tub.
The hot tub is the part that kills me. At least if you're going to get caught in a few days, at least you could say you chilled out in the hot tub.
He was so good at his craft that he used a suite at the Los Angeles Coliseum, which is where they play their home football games. He used to sleep in one of the suites in the stadium. And he finally was busted by security after getting away with this for several days.
Well, you know what? I'm doing a lot better than him. I've been pretending to be a radio producer now for like, what, a year and a few months?
A little over a year.
A little over a year. I'm waiting on a company to figure out, like, who is this guy that we let press the buttons and get behind a microphone?
Walt Coleman, he did this actually on April Fool's Day. And what he got away with, I mean, getting past security and into the football operation building, which is called the John McKay Center, he mixed in so well that nobody realized he's an imposter. I mean, even in the jacuzzi, when he was sitting in the jacuzzi with other players, and they didn't get suspicious. When he was eating with them, nobody realized that this was an imposter. Everybody, all the other players, the coaches, and there's just so many people. He just fit in with them all.
So what happened to him after that? Did he? They just said, "Hey, bye."
Yeah, it was once he started fielding punts during a practice that one of the football staffers finally realized he wasn't a player. He was just some young dude who was living out his dream. And they grabbed him. They said, "Hey, take a walk with us." And then they booted him out of the facility. But this lasted.
They should have at least let him try out. I mean, if he took it that far, he was able to blend in and he was fielding punts. It's like, hey, let's give this guy a shot.
He did all of those things on April 1st. And he lived out his dream. I mean, how many people love the LSU Tigers? How many people would love to try something like that? Just say, hey, hang around with the players. I got to eat a meal with them. I sat in a jacuzzi with them. I snagged a uniform. I got on the field and I was fielding punts. And then I got caught.
Yeah, well, John, when they catch me, are you going to have my back? They're going to say, hey, this guy's been doing pretty well, though, to say he's an imposter producer.
I've always had your back, Coleman. I've always had your back. Coming up on the show, speaking of football, there's a new movie that's being made about the New Orleans Saints Bounty Gate. I guess that movie would be more, why not make a movie about the Saints winning the Super Bowl? I think the Bounty Gate, I guess nothing sells like bad news, right? Bad news always sells more than good news. Hey, if you watch the news. Well, the movie about the New Orleans Saints Bounty Gate, the actor who's playing Sean Payton has a lot of people talking. We'll talk about that. We still got a lot to get to on the show this morning. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock and Odyssey station.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. So yesterday it was announced that there's going to be a movie made about the New Orleans Saints Bounty Gate situation. I'm sure you remember that story. That's when their head coach Sean Payton he got kicked out of the league for a year. He got suspended for Bounty Gate, where according to the NFL, at least, that some Saints players were paid money if they hurt stars of teams that they were playing. You know, you knock the best players out of the game, you have a better chance of winning, right? And of course, that's wrong. You got to play the game fair and square, and you can't be hitting people illegally, and you can't be trying to hurt people, and you especially can't be getting paid by the coaches or the higher-ups in the organization for doing that. And I know there's a lot of Saints fans that thought the Saints got the screws when it came to that. But anyways, Adam Sandler's production company, they're going to make a movie about that, because they thought it was interesting how Sean Payton, when he was booted out of the league for that year, went and helped coach his then sixth grade son's football team. And that was after they won the Super Bowl. So how cool would that be? I mean, you're a part of a sixth grade football team, and now all of a sudden you've got a recent Super Bowl winning coach who's helping out coaching you. Pretty cool. So that's what the movie's going to be about. And it was announced that the actor who was the King of Queens on the TV show, the actor who was the mall cop, is going to play Sean Payton. And there were people that were joking about that, having fun with that.
Well, why?
Well, and that actor's name is Kevin James, right?
Right.
And by the way, from what I understand, it came down to, for the part of Sean Payton in this movie, it came down to Daniel Day-Lewis.
Who was a great actor. Daniel Day-Lewis can pull off anybody.
Well, hold on. It came down to Daniel Day-Lewis, Gary Oldman, or Kevin James.
Hey,
I'm being facetious. Those other two are absolutely fantastic actors.
But Kevin James is not a slub as an actor as well. We mostly view him as a comedic actor, but he can act if he felt like it. I've seen him do some productions on his YouTube channel where he shows off his acting chops.
But when you think of Kevin James, I mean, those are the two things you think about. You think about the King of Queens, and you think about the mall cop. You don't think about him playing Sean Payton, a head coach in the NFL. But it looks like Kevin James is going to be portraying Sean Payton in this movie. And he doesn't look like he used to look. Because
right.
when you think of Kevin James, don't you think of kind of a dumpy?
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier, and you were like, I don't see how
Kevin James can play Sean Payton because Sean Payton is not a bigger guy. And I was telling you, actually, Kevin James has been getting in shape. He did a movie. I forget what it was about. I forget what the title of the movie is. Maybe our Texas can tell us, where he played a UFC fighter. And he actually got in shape for the movie, and he's been doing better ever since. He lost a lot of weight. He's been getting in shape. I think he really is into sports and MMA. Sort of like what Joe Rogan is doing. You know, Joe Rogan, when he's not commentating on doing his podcast, he's been doing a lot of MMA fighting, kicking the bag, punching the bag, and stuff like that. Busta Rhymes doing the same thing. He's getting, these actors are now getting in tip-top shape. And even though Kevin James hasn't been on a big screen in a while, I follow, you know, I see his YouTube videos every now and then, and he looks pretty good.
Well, this is going to be a Netflix movie, Coleman, and it's going to be called Home Team. And like I said, Adam Sandler's production company is making this movie. And yeah, out of all the actors you could think about to play Sean Payton, Kevin James isn't one that would be on top of most people's lists.
I think Kevin James is going to surprise a lot of people, just like Adam Sandler played in that gym hidden with that movie about gyms or whatever, and everybody's like, "Oh, Adam Sandler can actually play a serious role." I think Kevin James is going to do the same thing.
Well, Coleman, if there was a movie that was going to be made, and you were going to be in that movie, at least you know, Coleman, the dude from New Orleans who produces a morning radio show, and you're still delivering the chicken wings at night on the West Bank, although that's coming to an end, isn't it? Because didn't we?
Hopefully, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it's funny you mentioned that. I just put on Bayou957.com the Bayou Crew cast. Who would you cast? And it's our pictures, you, me, Kat, Josh, against actors who could possibly play us in the role, the closest ones. And it's pretty entertaining stuff if you want to go see it, if you agree or disagree. But I know the guy that has playing you, I can't pronounce his name, but I can see it in the blue eyes.
I could see if there was a movie and you were in it, or it was about something that had to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
I could see Kevin Hart playing you.
I've been told that by you and Kat. But in high school, everybody compares me to Alfonso from Fresh Prince. Alfonso, I don't know how to pronounce his last name.
Oh, he's the guy that dances.
Yeah, Carlton. Yeah, I get compared to him. But if it was up to me, I would love Samuel Jackson to play me. It's just that he's a bit taller than I am in real life. So that would be a hard sell for Samuel Jackson to play me.
Yeah, he's a bit bigger than you. Yeah, well, when it comes to me, you know, I've heard Brad Pitt.
I've never heard Brad Pitt.
I'm wishful thinking. But this should be interesting. And if you're listening, is that a movie that you would want to see? Would you, as a Saints fan, would you watch that movie?
Ah, one of our texters. The Kevin James movie I was thinking about is called Here Comes the Boom. That is exactly correct. You know, we don't really know what our texters look like, but it would be awesome to see what actors they would like to play them. If the texters had a chance to pick the actor they would like to play them in the movie, who would they pick? Just to get an idea, a visual idea of what some of our texters and our listeners look like. We don't really know.
Well, Kevin James portraying Sean Payton. I mean, it could have been worse. What if they got the actor Jason Alexander? He was George Costanza on Seinfeld. I mean, it could have been worse. Is that, text us at 504-260-9595. Is this a movie that you would watch? A movie about the Saints Bounty Gate with Kevin James, the King of Queens?
And who would you cast as John Osterlin if you had the choice? If you know
highly.
No, really. Go to the website right now, bayou957.com. If you've never seen what John Osterlin looked like, his picture is right there for you to see.
Oh, Jesus.
Compare him to the actor that we put next to him, the Bayou crew put next to him, and see what the match is. Is it 5 out of 10, 10 out of 10? How close does that actor get? And if you have a better suggestion of the actor that should play John Osterlin, just let us know. This ought to be good.
All right, Kevin Hart. All right, Alfonso. All right. Hey, and right now it's our first chance. Every hour, weekdays, we're giving you a chance to win $1,000, making it rain. And we'll get that going today. Right now, just listen, pay attention right here for the keyword, and good luck from Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock, and Odyssey Station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. If you're just joining us, it was announced that there's going to be a new movie coming out on Netflix about the Saints Bounty Gate situation. And the actor Kevin James, who was the King of Queens, he was the mall cop, Paul Bart mall cop, he's playing Sean Payton. And we asked you if the Bayou crew were in a movie, who would play us? And I said to Coleman, well, I'm saying this for the first time, because I think Kevin Hart would be a good Coleman, but you're lucky Gary Coleman's dead.
We're about the same height. All right, but for you, John, your listeners are very flattering. They have Iggy Pop can play John.
Oh, Jesus.
Nick Nolte, Willem Dafoe, Paul Reubens or Pee Wee Herman, Bob Odenkirk.
Hey, that's Better Call Saul.
Yeah, Steve Buscemi.
Oh, come on. I don't look anything like Steve Buscemi.
Ewan McGregor, Kiefer Sutherland. Cat gets Tracy Ullman. Somebody said she's a Tracy Ullman. And somebody, also for you, Billy Bob Thornton. I think that's pretty good.
Wow.
And Fred Yerkes. And somebody recommended that Terry Crews should play me. And I completely agree with that one.
Who's Fred Yerkes?
I have no idea.
I'm going to go Google him here. Well, we appreciate it. Here on Bayou 95.7, we always like it when you text the show. Always keep those texts coming in. New Orleans only classic rock station and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show, New Orleans morning radio show. And yesterday, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office booked one of its own for trying to smuggle drugs into the Orleans Parish Prison 2.0, the all-new and improved Orleans Parish Prison. You know, and look, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office, their job is to keep an eye on the jail, keep an eye on the courthouse. That's what they do. I mean, we've got the New Orleans Police Department, who are 300 to 500 cops short, and we've been that way for a decade because of the national consent decree. But we also have the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office. But they don't do what the New Orleans Police does. The Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office cops, they just police, again, the courthouse, the jail. And they arrested one of their own yesterday for trying to smuggle drugs into the very jail that they keep an eye on. 36-year-old Deputy Lewis Williams was arrested. He admitted that he had been paid $1,000 to bring a packet with 39 doses of Suboxone, more than 22 grams of synthetic marijuana, referred to as Mojo, and tobacco. So he brought those three different things. Well, he tried smuggling those three different things into Orleans Parish prison. And they even know who he was, which inmate he was trying to smuggle those drugs in for. The inmate, 50-year-old Isaac Fields. He is being held in the Orleans Parish prison on counts of first-degree rape and kidnapping.
Wow, he's not a good guy.
Well, obviously, people around him, close to him on the outside, Coleman, they got some money.
I was about to say, how did this guy on the inside have more money than me than I have on the outside?
And, you know, when we've seen this before in the past. Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputies, I guess they don't make that much money. So they're offering this one cop $1,000 to smuggle this dope into the jail. And he says, okay, I'll take it, because he obviously doesn't make that much money as an Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputy. But the people around 50-year-old current inmate Isaac Fields, they've obviously got some cash, because they're the ones who got to the cop and they said, here's $1,000 and here's a bunch of dope and tobacco.
Yeah, I was about to say, how many of that is actually drugs? Like synthetic marijuana? I don't consider that drugs. And tobacco? I don't consider that drugs. And the first thing I never heard of.
Suboxone is drugs.
Yeah, that's probably the only drugs.
Yeah, those are drugs. You're right. I mean, well, synthetic marijuana, when marijuana has been decriminalized in the city of New Orleans, right outside of the jail doors. You remember a few years ago, the video from the Orleans Parish Prison when they were playing cards, they were rolling dice, they were drinking cold beer, they were smoking weed, there was a gun there. They made a video, the video went viral. It was like, people, these guys in prison, they're having more fun and a better life than I am right now.
Yeah, they were going out the Bourbon Street and coming back.
There was a back door that was open. I remember that. And they would leave, and if they couldn't find a place to sleep, they would come back through the open back door. It's the only jail that I've ever seen that's ever happened in. And then after I saw that video of them gambling and drinking cold beer and smoking weed, I'd go back in there too if I had no place else to sleep after I snuck out the back door there. So anyways, this deputy got arrested. And now he's got to sit in a cell in that very jail that he used to guard.
Right, so now he knows all the tricks of the trade now, so maybe somebody can bring him some cold beers and some synthetic marijuana while he's in the bin.
Boy, oh boy. And, I guess if they had more money, they would pay the Orleans Parish Sheriff's deputies more money so they wouldn't be so easily on the take. Hey, it is what it is. And yesterday, the Orleans Parish Sheriff's Office booked one of their own who's trying to smuggle drugs and tobacco into the OPP. Hey, coming up next, I know and I've seen a bunch of people who gained a lot of weight over the last year, 13 months during coronavirus. But there's also been people who have lost a lot of weight. I'm going to tell you about this woman who lost 118 pounds and how she did it and what she did. That actually seems fun. That's next. Hang out with us, and we still got the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock and Odyssey station.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. New Orleans morning radio show. And just last week, we were talking about how there's going to be the first standalone Chick-fil-A restaurant in Orleans Parish. It's going to be in Algiers. But now I was just reading, Coleman, there's going to be a few more coming to Orleans Parish, coming to New Orleans. And the reason why they say it's a standalone, the one that's going to be in Algiers, is because there are already two Chick-fil-A's in New Orleans, but they're both on college campuses. There's a Chick-fil-A at the University of New Orleans, and there's a Chick-fil-A on the campus of Xavier
University. John.
What?
Now that you told the people where the Chick-fil-A's are, they're going to go ahead on the college campus and try to cancel them because of their, you know, how they get Sunday off and their other religious beliefs. So you just told everybody with the target.
Well, there's going to be more. There's one opening up in Algiers. I mean, we all know the one on Veterans in Metairie. Try going to that place around lunchtime. There's always a line for their drive-through that stretches out onto Veterans. No matter where they build these Chick-fil-A's, Coleman, they're so good that people go there.
Guilty.
I mean, it's a winning formula. They invented the chicken sandwich.
It's the customer service, though, as well. They treat you so nice. They defibrillate you if you're having a heart attack. They give you bottled water if you overheat.
Yeah, and look, we've talked about their situation before on this show. What they tried doing to them at the new airport in San Antonio, Texas, that they're building. Chick-fil-A was all, they were going to have a spot to serve their deliciousness in the new San Antonio, Texas airport. But then the San Antonio, Texas City Council voted to keep them out. And they voted to keep them out of that airport because the owner, the Cathy family, they're very religious people. That's why they are closed on Sundays. And that's why, because they're very religious, that they just happen to believe that marriage should be between one man and one woman. And that pisses off a lot of people in this country. And they've been called homophobic because of that, anti-homosexual. And we know that's not true. They're just very Christian. And I believe after the San Antonio, Texas City Council tried keeping them out of the new airport, I believe they're back in there. I believe Chick-fil-A fought it. I mean, what, you can't have an opinion?
Not these days, no. How dare you have an opinion in 2021, John?
Yeah, you're right, Coleman.
How dare you free think?
And look, personally, and I think I could speak for Coleman on this, we have no problem with gay people getting married.
I don't.
I don't have a problem with gay people getting married. But you know what? If someone believes, in their opinion, that marriage should be between one man and one woman, doesn't that person have the right to have that opinion?
Yeah, they have the right to have the opinion that one man and one woman, that gay people should not get married, but they don't have the right to enforce their beliefs on somebody else. See what I'm saying? So, yeah, I believe that you can have the opinion, I don't think gay people should get married. That's cool, as long as you don't force your beliefs on anybody else and stop people who want to get gay married, then having your opinion is inconsequential at the time. There's a lot of things that I believe in, but I wouldn't stop anybody else from doing what I think they shouldn't do, or vice versa.
Well, anyways, there's going to be a couple of new Chick-fil-A's in New Orleans, and Sydney Torres is behind one of them. Sidney Torres, the multimillionaire, the TV star, the king of garbage around New Orleans, the Trashanova. Sidney Torres, he's the Bon Jovi of garbage. You know, old Sidney Torres. He bought a 6-acre lot in Mid-City. And there's going to be a Chick-fil-A drive-thru that he's planning on having something to do with over there at a spot that used to be a Burger King there. And then there's gonna be another one right here in the CBD on Poydras Street on the first floor of the same building where Dave and Buster's is. But that won't be a drive-thru. That'll just be a walk-up, and that'll be for all the business people who work around here. But wherever they put Chick-fil-A's, those Chick-fil-A's do very well. The Mid-City drive-thru only Chick-fil-A will be on the corner of Tulane Avenue and South Carrollton Avenue.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A is one of those restaurants where people would drive past other chicken restaurants just to get to it. They would pass up chicken restaurants that are closer just to get the Chick-fil-A. They have a large following like that.
It's because they're so good. It's something they were the first people to put a piece of chicken, well, obviously a boneless chicken, in between two pieces of bread. They were the first ones to do that. And so, yeah, you got one coming there in Mid-City, one coming here in the CBD, and who knows how many more. But when you've got something that works, when you've got something that's a proven success, they can't open enough of them. Yet there is a segment of our society here in the United States that won't eat at Chick-fil-A because their owners are Christian.
If they don't want to eat good chicken and they don't want to deprive themselves of some good, tasty chicken, that's on them. They have the right to do that. But I've tasted Chick-fil-A, and I don't care what their beliefs are. As long as they keep making good chicken, I will eat it.
But if you don't like someone because of their religion, isn't that some sort of racism, sexism, religionism? Maybe. Isn't that some sort of, I don't care what your religion says, gay people should be able to get married, man. That's how some people feel. And like I said, I don't care how you feel about the issue. I will respect your opinion because that's what it's like to be an American. We all have different opinions. And sometimes we can agree to disagree. We don't have to agree on everything. Everybody's not the same. We don't have to agree on everything. Yet there's a segment of society that really believes those things. They believe that everybody should be the same. They believe that we should agree on everything. And I guarantee you, I mean, I don't know this for a fact, or I don't know how many, but I guarantee you there are gay people that have worked and work for Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is not going to not serve you because you're gay. All the owners did was they made a donation because they're very Christian. They made a donation to a group that supports marriages between one man and one woman, and that pissed off so many people in this country. But you look, everybody's allowed to have an opinion. And we've got to get back to a place in this country where it's okay to disagree with people without trying to end their lives, without trying to take their jobs away from them, without trying to, look, we're allowed to have opinions. And that's what's great about this country. The more different opinions, the better, right? And we can debate, we can talk, and we can agree to disagree. All right, I got the dumbest thing I read all morning. And this morning, this is a lot like one that we did not that long ago. I couldn't believe this story when I saw it. But right now, here's another chance for you to win $1,000, making it rain here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Now, that would be a great song to work out to. You'd be able to move your butt to that song. Coleman, I just read about a woman who lost 118 pounds over the last year during the pandemic. She lost 118 pounds, and she did so with a rock dance routine. Now, that song right there by Rat, Round and Round, I could see people dancing, working out to that, losing weight, but she did it to heavier rock. Yeah, like she's like Pantera here. Just, up, down, up, down, right, left, right, left. She did it to heavy stuff like this. And she lost 118 pounds. I think we all know people who gained weight during the pandemic, the last 13 months. But can you imagine using that time to lose a lot of weight, and you're doing it by rocking out to heavy stuff? Arr! Lift! 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 Arr!
So she used heavy metal to not be heavy anymore.
That's right.
How about that?
She got heavy to lessen herself. Hey, coming up next on the show, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. And you're not going to believe what happened to this woman, how stupid she is, how dumb she is. And it's very similar to a story that we did not long ago on this segment. That's next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock and Odyssey station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. And it's that time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning.
I think I'm dumb. I think I'm dumb. I think I'm dumb.
Connecticut woman arrested 3 times in 24 hours. Do you remember, a couple of weeks ago on this very segment, we told you about a man who got arrested 3 times in 24 hours. Did not think this was possible. Did not think a human being could be this dumb. I really didn't think someone could be this stupid. But a Connecticut woman was arrested 3 times in the span of 24 hours this past weekend. 32-year-old Heather Poplaski,
you idiot,
was first arrested at about 6:30 p.m. Saturday, when she stepped towards a victim with a large kitchen knife during a domestic argument at a Plainfield, Connecticut home. Poplaski, according to the police report, which I've got right here, I've got several police reports in front of me here. According to the police report, Poplaski also threatened to cut herself to make it appear that the victim had injured her. She was arrested and charged with disorderly conduct and reckless endangerment. And then she was released on bond. They sent her to the hospital for observation after she was released on bond. She received a summons for some type of incident involving workers at the medical facility.
Oh, no.
So when they sent her to the hospital to get looked at, she got in trouble there. After leaving the hospital, Poplaski allegedly violated the conditions of her release by returning to the home where the original fight took place, leading to another arrest on charges of criminal trespass. So after she left the hospital, she went back to the house where she got arrested the first time. But that got her arrested because it was It said in their paperwork, you can't go back to this property right here. So she gets arrested three times in, this is long under 24 hours. So think about that. Gets arrested once for getting into a fight. She's got a large kitchen knife, and she stabbed herself to make it look like the person she was fighting with at the house stabbed her. So they arrest her for that. Then they say, look, go to the hospital to get yourself mentally checked out. She goes to the hospital, and she gets arrested there for getting in trouble at the hospital. They gave her a summons for some type of incident involving workers at the hospital.
Right.
And then she left the hospital and she went back to the first house where she got arrested earlier.
You think they should have kept her the second time? You know how they had that saying, fool me once, shame on you, fool me twice, whatever. All right, she had an incident, she got arrested. Well, if she had an incident at the hospital, why did they let her go after that incident? The second time should have been the police department's responsibility. Like, hey, we let you out. You had an incident at the hospital. Now we have to bring you back. So how did she get out the second time just so she could get arrested the third time? I think the second time was on the police department, not the first. The first time, yeah, okay, let her out. She's okay. We have her looked at. But then when she got into the incident at the hospital, that should have been a wrap for her right then and there.
Coleman, do you remember a couple of weeks ago we had a guy who got arrested three times in a day? He first got arrested for driving, and then he had drugs on him. Then they released him, and then he got arrested a few hours later, and then they released him again, and then he got arrested a few hours after that.
Right.
Well, this Connecticut woman arrested three times in well under 24 hours compared to that. And I only thought a man was stupid enough to get arrested three times in under 24 hours. But no, this Heather Poplaski of Connecticut. That's the dumbest thing I read all morning.
Well, that was dumb.
You know, most people don't get arrested three times in their entire lives. Think about it. It's arrested three times under 24 hours.
I'm still zero for zero.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station, an Odyssey station.